Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Manorino, Sunday, October 8th, 2023, and this is my newest segment of Markets, A Look Ahead. People, we are going to see one hell of a week here starting tomorrow. However, the bond market is closed tomorrow. We're not going to see any crazy action here with regard to bond yields. Kind of maybe just a little bit of a coincidence that this new war began on a weekend where the bond market was going to be closed the next trading day. Nothing happens by accident, people, especially this. If you're watching the mainstream media right now, it's insane. They're trying to convince all of us that this was some kind of an intelligence failure. Really? Man, I tell you, they really think we're all stupid. I think most of us, and I hope it is the vast majority of us, actually know what this is all about. Let's back up just a moment here. This old war now, which was the kickoff, in my view, of World War III. I have said this publicly. I'm talking about this Russian-Ukraine war that we're throwing hundreds of billions of dollars at. You know, look, this is, again, a mechanism to keep the system going. That's all it is. For how many years have I explained that we've covered on this blog, if they're going to do things you can't believe moving forward to keep this debt-based system going, period, the end. Again, you know how this works. Every mechanism of anything you could possibly dream of, think about, fantasize about, have a nightmare over, whatever it is they are going to do to, again, find reasons, new reasons to pull cash into the now, especially in the current environment. This system is illiquid. You know that. It operates in a perpetual vacuum, despite the fact that the world today is awash in debt, and this global debt hyperbubble gets worse and worse. Every moment of every day, 365 days a year, the debt black hole can never be filled, nor is it meant to be filled. The system must be fueled with ever more debt, exponentially, meaning increasing in multiples moving forward just to sustain where we are. Now, war, no other endeavor on the planet Earth, off the Earth, or anywhere else, generates more cash flow in terms of borrowed dollars than war. Now, this Russia-Ukraine war, no one really cares about it anymore. It was a major distraction on top of a new way to pull cash into the now. They needed something else to happen. Now, this new war, this declared war on militants, how does that work? I'm going to give you a little clue here. this is Iran here, quite obviously. I think if you don't get that already, you don't understand at all what's happening. You can't declare a war on militants. This is like the continued war on terror. How is that working out? No, this is not against militants. It's obviously a war here, which has started. And it's ironic, or, you know, just typical, should I say, of how the pawns are being moved on the chessboard. This was not an intelligence failure. The planning for this war has been going on for years. All of this is going on for years. The buildup of the United States military under Trump and under the current thing that's sitting behind the Resolute desk. They all, look, a nation's ability to exert its will on wherever it wants to exert its will on resides in its war power. That's it. That should give you a big clue. You know, with that said, let me read something to you here. And then I want to cover a lot more with you with regard to the market, what we can more than likely see or will more than likely see moving forward. This is a piece I wrote yesterday and I sent out in my newsletter. It's in your inbox. I send this stuff out to all of you and I think it's important. So get your copy and keep it somewhere. So here we go. As we already know, and I alluded to this just a minute ago, the world is in a liquidity crisis, a constant deficit state. It can never be made whole. Cash is drying up. You know, let me just say this before I read. The instability that we have seen as of late in the global debt market, which has certainly rattled stock markets around the world, is a clear sign that the system is rapidly becoming more illiquid. It's running out of cash, and they need another reason. This new war, this declared war on militants here, okay, on militants here, this is going to go on and on and on, just like the Russia-Ukraine war, on and on. It's going to require hundreds of billions, trillions of dollars to be created out of nothing. Where does that cash come from? Oh, I forgot, do we have a war chest anywhere? What nation on earth has a war chest sitting around with untold amounts of cash to just fight wars? Guess what? These war chests don't exist. Who supplies all the cash to fight these wars that are funded around the world and for weaponry and everything else? Well, guess what? It's borrowed. It's borrowed from the Federal Reserve and other central banks around the world who are more than willing to lend. They are fulfilling their freaking end game, people. You all know this. Who's the real enemy here? It's not these militants. It's the central banks. They're the ones who run the entire show. Everything you're seeing has been orchestrated, including this and the Ukraine war and whatever war that's coming. You think this is done? Let me read this to you. Anyway, liquidity crisis? No problem. Let's just start another war by yours truly here. People, the world today is in crisis. Duh. A liquidity crisis of unimaginable proportions. Bear with me here. The entire world financial system is rapidly becoming illiquid. It is running out of cash. Yes, despite the world today being overrun with ever-growing debt exponentially in multiples, it is running out of cash fast. Okay. Moreover, the world economy is in a deliberate central bank-backed free fall with no end in sight. They are wiping out an entire class of people around the world. It's an extermination. Okay, with that, crude oil, as of late, we had an incredible run-up off of $67 a barrel, topped out around 90-something, pulled back a little bit, went higher. Now, it has dropped on supply concerns. That won't be allowed to happen. You understand why, right? Just listen. Let's talk about this. So how can the problems of system illiquidity and falling crude oil prices be temporarily solved? Oh, this is not a fix. This is just a way to push it off. Just start a new war. Crisis averted. Well, actually, no. It'll just push it off and make it exponentially worse moving forward because the global debt situation on the back of yet another war and another one after that, bigger one. This is it. We are clearly in the opening salvos of World War III. I mean, it's already started. This is going to expand much, much more. Anyway, for many weeks now, global debt has been swiftly selling off, driving bond yields higher. You and I have been watching this in real time, and higher, causing risk in this market to rise, stock markets getting rattled, and this in turn has rattled world stock markets. Instability in the debt market is worsening. Yeah, I think you would agree with me on that. As bizarre as it may be, war can, at least for a while, introduce stability into the world's debt market. How does that work? Okay. Generally, in these kinds of a situation, the knee-jerk is going to be buy debt. That will stabilize the debt market. That's partially what's going on here. Again, if you think that what you're seeing here at face value was really just an intelligence failure, like they're trying to convince you. This just is a coincidence, just happened to happen that, let's see, Russia and Iran are strategic allies, and now Israel is in a war, which they've declared on militants, but is actually against Iran, Which happens to be an oil-producing nation as well. Lovely. Oh, imagine. Oh, none of these things connect to each other, do they? Make it up, people. Make it up. You can't do it. It's impossible. All you got to do is think a little bit, and this stuff becomes crystal freaking clear. Anyway, as bizarre as it may be, war can, at least for a while, introduce stability into the world's debt market. More than likely, this is what we're going to see. However, there is the chance that this does not work and the debt market could sell off, but that's probably unlikely. Stability in the debt market can also stabilize world stock markets. Look, the illusion of the market, at all costs, even at the cost of human life on a biblical level, will be kept in place, especially here in the United States. This is a selection cycle. We don't get to elect anybody. You think your vote counts? Well, if the last election didn't prove that to be false, well, then I guess you don't know. Or true, anyway. Let's move forward. The entire world banking system, as you all know, is today insolvent. Something which has been assured, this is what I wrote, via the now zero reserve debt-based system. Do you know that most people have no idea? Most people, probably 9 out of 10, still think we have a fractional reserve system. Oh no, the Federal Reserve did away with that. We have no reserve. There is no cash in these. Your cash that you think is in there, there's nothing. Not even 10% like they used to be in the old days. Today, zero. Those lovely digits on your screen, that's all they are because the cash ain't there. Anyway, the world financial system itself is in a death spiral as liquidity in the system is evaporating. So what do? They got to create another war. Obviously, this is what they've done to introduce liquidity into the system. Do you see where we're going here, people? All right. Investment banks, listen to this part, and I know you get it, but listen to this. Investment banks over the past several years have loaded up beyond belief, okay, on low-yielding debt. And what has happened as of late? We're watching bond yields rise and rise and rise. So what is the effect of that? Portfolios, these investment banks' portfolios are losing value at a staggering pace on the back of this. Well, that can't be allowed to happen. They have to stop the bleeding in the debt market at multiple levels, at multiple fronts. And that's probably one of the main reasons why, again, this illiquid system must be fueled with more liquidity. What better way to do it than to start a new war? What better way to prop up crude oil in an environment where demand is evaporating than to start this war in the Middle East? Make it up. Make it up. Anyway, okay. Investment banks over the past several years have loaded up big time on low-yielding debt and are now watching their portfolios' values disappear as yields rise. It is these same institutions who also have billions, tens of billions of dollars in leverage bets on the price of crude oil being high. Oh, you mean this is all just coincidence? Let's see, Russia, Iran, strategic partners here, we're having a issue with liquidity and crude oil. Well, we can fix that, can't we? Yeah, absolutely, we can fix it. Well, at least temporarily. All it's going to do is make the underlying problems worse. Anyway, and these investment banks need a big way to keep the price of crude high as demand falls. Period. People, this is not news to you. Anybody who follows this blog can easily put the dots together because I've laid it all out for you for freaking years. And this new war, you surprised? How many of you are surprised? You're laughing. I guarantee you, if you are someone that follows this blog, you're laughing because you knew this was going to happen. And they're not done. The timing of this is astonishing. Debt market melting down, crude oil falling. Oh, and the bond market closed on Monday. So let's start a war over the weekend so the bond market will have a little bit of time to maybe adjust to what's going on here. Are you kidding me? You really think, honestly, that this is just by chance? Okay, let's move forward here, people. On a macro scale, The issue of liquidity in the system drying up is, of course, the biggest problem. Forget about crude oil, all right? People like you and me, we would love to see crude oil, the price of crude oil fall, because over 6,000 products that you use every day is made with crude oil. We would love to see prices come down, but that will not be allowed to happen again. The pressure on the people of the middle class must be maintained. They got the people by the throat. I'm talking about central banks who run the economy, who run the financial system, who run the financial markets, who control the flow of information, period. This is their game. All wars are banker wars. Once you understand that, who funds this all? Again, we don't have a war chest. No nation has a war chest. Guess who's more than willing to supply all the cash that any nation is going to need? Oh, it's the Federal Reserve and other central banks. You don't think that the Federal Reserve funds foreign wars? Of course they do. Oh, you don't know that. You're not allowed to know that. Of course not. So on a macro scale, the issue of liquidity in the system drying up is of course the biggest issue. In a full-on liquidity crisis, and we are marching to one very fast, okay, all credit stops and the system locks up. Access to cash in bank accounts, debit cards, credit cards, inter-business lending, everything stops. We fall into a Mad Max scenario, which we're going to anyway. But again, this is a selection cycle. The illusion of the market must. By their rules be maintained. Anyway, to keep the world financial system from locking up, an ever-increasing flow of debt must be pumped into it. You know this already, people, and it cannot ever stop. Debt must be borrowed into the system constantly, and ever more reasons, like expanding war, okay? These mechanisms must be instituted to allow the system to function. We can't live in an environment, we no longer live in an environment which is normal. It's crisis to crisis to crisis, and each crisis must be bigger than the next one. Every crisis demands that more cash be thrown at it. You understand? Are you starting to see the bigger picture here? At least I hope so. No other endeavor on earth generates more cash flow into the system in terms of borrowed dollars than war. And what better way than to prop up crude oil at the same time than to start a Middle East war? Imagine my shock. I have warned everyone who has followed my work for years that they will do anything to keep new debt flowing into the system and to be ready for anything, whatever comes. The escalation and propagation of war and the start of new wars allows at least temporarily more liquidity to be pumped into the system. Make no mistake. Just as I said at this beginning of this Russia-Ukraine war, that it would go on and on and on and on. You've all heard me say this. This, my friends, is just the beginning. This is what we're seeing here, okay, is clearly a false flag. It's clearly another mechanism to allow the system to continue to function, and they will kill as many people as they have to keep it going. Our lives mean nothing, okay? It's the mechanism here. It's the debt-based economic model. It's the petrodollar. Speaking of which, timing, yet again, OPEC nations making alliances with the BRICS nations. They need this war. They need this Middle East war now, right now. This is not by chance. This has been planned out for years. And the biggest tell here, there's always a sign. If you got the mainstream media trying to push the argument or whatever, they're trying to make a point here, then they want you to believe it's true. This was an intelligence failure. An intelligence failure, really? You're trying to tell me that Israeli intelligence, the CIA here in the United States, you know about the CIA here, right? You want to really find out who runs pretty much everything covertly? Well, of course, it's the CIA. Do your own... Look, don't take my word for a damn thing, people. Anyway, what does this mean? What does all this mean? So again, what are they trying to do? They're trying to introduce liquidity into the system. They're trying to prop up crude oil. They're trying to stabilize the debt market here, period. That's what they're trying to do, and this war will probably do that at least temporarily here. What we should see, unless this backfires, I mean, we won't be able to tell tomorrow. Debt market's closed. Tuesday, again, this... What this thing, as it's developing here, with the bond market being closed tomorrow, is going to give the market a breather. It's going to give the market a little time to digest what's going on here. You're not going to see any crazy action here in the debt market. You're going to see action in the dollar, which could obviously affect risk in this market. Keep your eyes on the MMRI. That's what I'm going to tell you. The Mannarino Market Risk Indicator. Free to everyone who wants to use it. Link in the description of this video. Okay, just pay attention to that. It will move tomorrow on the back of the dollar. Okay, but the real movement here is going to be starting on Tuesday. Let's see how the stock market reacts to this. Again, war is stock market positive. It's positive for industry. And in some ways, it's positive for the economy. And, you know, these are facts. You want to look them up? See if I'm wrong? Go ahead. have fun. But that's the truth. And, I mean, there's many reasons why this is happening. Now, the timing of this is just too perfect. It's too perfect. And I think most of you out here would agree with me on that. So look for energy prices, people, as you and I have been talking about. Now, I had said for a while that $100 crude oil would be likely by the end of the year. Let's see what this does. Let's see what this does here. And if this expands, as I believe it will, there's no top to this. Crude oil could go to $200-$300 a barrel. I mean, it could be something mind-blowing like that. We'll see. The flow of crude could be halted. And you can only imagine what that's going to do to energy prices moving forward. I mean, there's a whole other set of dynamics that we have to start looking at here. And I will. I will analyze all of this. I will study all of this as I always do. And I will keep you ahead of the curve as I always have. And I am very proud to say this to every single one of you. This thing that's going on right now, this new war, the old war, the one that people are getting bored of and tired of, that we're throwing hundreds of billions of dollars at. Now we have this situation which already, I mean, immediately, right after, you got all the politicians coming out, including brain-dead President Biden, full support here. That means more cash. When you hear words like full support, it means more money. It means more weaponry, more death, of course, you know, all of that. That's what they, you know, read between the lines. When a politician says support, they're talking about money. Where's that cash come from? We don't have it. We're broke. Okay, every developed nation in the world is in the same situation. No war chest, no way to just give cash that we have laying around to anybody. It has to be created from nothing by central banks who are fulfilling their goal. That's what we're seeing here, people. Everything that we've talked about here, this is central banks who run it all. Once you understand that and you understand the dynamics of things, it all becomes clear to you. And until that time, all these truths are going to elude you. And I hope that doesn't play out to be true. All right. Love you a lot, people. I mean that from the heart. Please get this video out there. Share it. Ponder these things I've spoken about. Please comment here. I'm curious on your take. Do you see what's happening here? You understand the alliances? Can you connect the dots? See how easy it is? All you got to do is think. I will, again, see you in the morning here. We'll, of course, do what we always do. All right. We'll try to make sense of the madness, and I'm telling you again, we ain't seen nothing yet. Love you a lot. See you tomorrow.